it was a crazy trip. And so we figured we'd open it up. There we are.
I mean, the first time I saw it, I was expecting an image like this to come out. And even still, nothing could have prepared me when this hit the timeline.
Yeah.
I was filled with such joy.
Just
it was
me and
really...
a couple Oscar winners, Oscar nominees, two of the best actors of our generation, one of the greatest filmmakers, a legend. Aiden, my boy Aiden, he was great. He's in the movie. Anyway, Venice. So we started off with Venice, which was fucking crazy. And then
this is literally the film festival that like the world's elite go to. Yeah. Like I saw a video of how they planned their like yacht schedules to be in the Caribbean or the Mediterranean. And they want to be here for like the Formula One Grand Prix and the fucking Venice film festival.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It was fucking insane. You pull up on a little boat. You have to take boats everywhere. There's no cars. It's like an ancient city, and each boat ride's like 200 fucking euros. These fucking Italians fucking really. They know
up.
You're fucked. They're like, okay, walk.
We are the only game in the town. The fuck are you gonna do? Swim, bitch.
So
in your Armani suit.
But yeah, I was tuxed up, you know, on the fucking red carpet, standing ovation, Venice. You know,
of course.
I will say. I hadn't seen the movie. There's no more nerve-wracking moment of my life than in a tuxedo, having just been on a red carpet where everybody's sucking your dick and then being like, what if I suck in this movie? I'd never seen shit, and I did fine. You know, whatever. I didn't embarrass myself.
You look
myself.
Over your shoulder, people typing up reviews, whole movie great except for Stavros. Yeah. It completely took me out of it.
That happens with comedians so often, where like comedians get their big shot in a movie, and they're so... bad. It's just their career is just craters. You know what I mean?
No,
so,
dude. See, just seeing the trailer and how this movie cut, like the general tone, like the Fargo-esque kind of tone that
dude,
I was getting.
Good.
It's like it's you're a perfect fit to fucking slide in there.
I think so. And I have some notes for my own performance for the future. But it was a great. I mean, this is one of the best things that's ever happened. Like, it's insane to be like, oh, nice. My life is peaking. I'm experiencing the peak right now.
This is the atrium of the peak, my friend. The way we're talking about the Cheeks Tower.
We got a couple more years, but let's be honest. It's going to level off.
No, dude.
It's fine. That's fine. I don't want to. I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter.
This is the beginning of your John Goodman arc. Where
this is your brand. Your Brando arc. But your Brando arc for your whole life is like the second half of his life.
It's just him and fucking the Island of Dr. Moreau.
I
know. I just skipped the part where you're hot. I just skipped the part where he's one of the sexiest men alive, where he fucks every hot woman and man in Hollywood. And I just get to the point where he's losing his mind and is fat as shit.
Just put me under a sheet and shoot all my coverage for Superman by myself. I'm just going to make the production very difficult for everyone else involved.
Yeah, I'm just a fat, difficult queen.
You send Eldest to receive your Oscar, and he's wearing a Native American headdress.
He's wearing a traditional Albanian gear. I changed my tune. I'm all for Albanian independence now.
This belongs to the people of Albania.
Yeah, but it was fucking crazy, man. It was an insane. Yeah,
Clemens and Stone, good hangs.
I mean, they literally are the coolest people of all time. It's fuck like
yeah.
That was the. I mean, I did the movie and I was nervous because I don't know these people at all. Obviously,
sure.
And I get there and they were cool as shit. And me and Clemens hung out all the time. And Stone was there a little bit, and she was cool, but we didn't chill that much. I got there.
Oscar winners are just on a different schedule, and like,
but she was during the movie. When I got there, she couldn't have been like nicer. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And her husband's a fucking awesome dude. He was on SNL.
He's a director, right?
Yeah, he was on Good Neighbor. He was cool as shit. We actually that's the reality is like, oh, there's a fucking comedy guy here.
Yeah,
we fucking hit it off. It was awesome. I mean, Plemons is the man. Aiden's awesome.
I had finally just watched Breaking Bad for the first time, and like the Plemons arc later on. This guy really is fucking unbelievable.
He's truly insane.
He's underrated, if anything.
But it was awesome. There were some hilarious moments of, you know, you take fucking black cars to get to boats and shit, and they just kind of shuffle you in there. And I just ended up in a car with Alicia Silverstone, me, and in the middle was Willem Dafoe. And dude, I am just, I am bombing with Willem Dafoe. He does not like anything I'm saying. He's being polite. It was like, it would have been better if he was like, shut up. But he was like, you know, when you're bombing and first like, yeah, nice. Yeah, oh, okay. Like, just kind of keeps the conversation moving, doesn't want to make it awkward. Like, is being nice about it, but he clearly, I'm just nervous.
Just
like,
kind of brushing it away. Like, what kind of angle were you taking conversation?
I don't know. You know, I don't even, it was just like, I'm trying anything
you
to
know.
Get
Oh, I'm a Patreon subscriber.
You know, I obviously, that would have been awesome. I'm obviously complimenting him because he's incredible. I wish I had said Boondock Saints, but I didn't. That would have been, at least if I had said I love Boondock Saints, I would have gone down swinging instead of being like
the big home run swingers. Because, you know, of all the people who approach Willem Dafoe to compliment him, the most annoying guys have to be the ones.
You're so right. Thank God I didn't say that. But he was treating me, you know.
Bro, dude, I fucking love Boondock Saints, bro.
Yeah, I wish.
Have a picture with us.
I wish I would have said that because I do love Boondock Saints, but.
Wish we do.
We do. It's a great movie. But I compliment, you know, just on all his fucking movies, whatever. But yeah, it was just unexpected. Because it's like, you know, everybody else I know, and like I have some rapport with them, and it was just fun. And then, you know, we get in a boat again, and it's like the bigger crew, and I'm fine. But I'm telling, I am just bombing. Bombing.
Because you're an outgoing guy. You're going to chat up whoever. But do you ever get in your head, as I do, like, oh, maybe I'm playing it a little bit too cool around this
Absolutely.
Famous person?
Absolutely. That happened instantly when I didn't, like, when I just kind of falter on three exchanges with Dafoe, I'm like, I'm cooked. And now you're in your head. Now you're getting the like rumble. It's like college football, NCAA, and it's like the stadium pulse is going. I'm like, I'm like the kicker about it, and the whole stadium's like,
routes are wiggling.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's one last riff on 3rd and 12. Can he get it? And I just fucking fumble the snap. It just slips through my fingers, and I just stay silent.
False start. Offense.
Made a joke, completely went over everybody's head, and even if it connected, they probably would have given him a weak chuckle anyway. But I was like, it was still awesome. It was fucking incredible. Oh yeah, there's me and my girl Emma.
More candids.
I didn't see that one. Where'd you find
That's
that one,
so
Eldis?
Awesome.
Just Google, man.
She's, well, I mean, I love her in everything, dude, she's in. I'm like, she was so cool. Good at comedy.
Well, I know, very funny and an incredible actress. I mean, the thing about these fucking red carpet guys, though, is like they're fucking rude.
Sure.
Like, I was just being like, I told the guy to shut the fuck up because he was rude to Alicia Silverstone. I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Was he a paparazzi guy?
He was trying to get her to sign something. He was like, he was like, you are so mean. You are stingy. You know.
What a fucking pig.
It was crazy.
Like, everyone was jumping all over. Who's the sexy guy, the tall guy with the dark hair?
Lordy?
Lordy, because he told some guy on the red carpet, like, don't ever tell me what to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, apparently those guys are super fucking rude.
I was like, dude, I was like, you need to check your attitude.
That's great. Like,
it's awesome because celebrities have to be, like, nice, but I didn't have, it was fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
I got to just be like, shut the fuck up.
Podcaster's privilege.
I was like, fuck you, dude. They didn't know who I was, dude. The best part was when we get out, you know, they start with, like, obviously the least famous people. It's like reverse
the
fame.
The procession. Yeah.
So I'm in a car with
D-listers,
or, you
first.
Know, not even famous. It was like, you know, whatever, like the way you're billed, right?
Yeah.
And like Silverstone she's really great in her part, but it's a small role, right? So she's first. I go, they assume I'm like security or something. they skip right past me, and I go after Jesse, I think, or like something weird happened where I'm like, all right, here's my moment.
You're like striking poses.
And then they're like, Mr. Plemons. And I was like, wait, I'm in the fucking movie. Because it literally just looked like some fat guy with Alicia Silverstone.
Dennis Franz, you are blocking the view of a 4 or 5 important people. Get out of the fucking way.
Oh, dude, it was fucking crazy. But it's in fucking sane, dude. It's fucking crazy. Like, that whole experience is like, I don't understand how famous people don't go insane. Because like that amount of attention and that amount of like the pictures and the like.
Anytime you move.
It was fucking wild, dude. And it was just like, you know, it was cool to experience. And it was literally like hallucinatory. Like when it's over, you feel like you just did a drug. Like, it's just, yeah. Your body's in such a weird...
Doesn't feel real.
Your mind is like, what the fuck's going on? This is one of the most unnatural things possible. And again, they didn't know, nobody knew who the fuck I was. Everybody else is getting their name shouted. Everybody wants autographs. I didn't even bother to go over to the autograph section. I'm like, I don't need to be to like have one guy pity ask me for my autograph. I didn't
know. A huge Cumtown fan.
There was one guy. There was one fat guy in a Hawaiian shirt, and he tried to get me to sign an autograph, but it's like, dude, we're literally leaving. Like, I'm going on a boat. And he was like, oh, you big timed me? I was like, you picked the wrong time, dickhead. I was doing nothing for a half hour. You could have asked me then.
That's why I take it with a grain of salt. Whenever anyone has a report of like a firsthand encounter of a celebrity being rude or whatever, or not signing an autograph, it's like, you have no fucking idea. Like,
well, dude, the crazy thing is some of these motherfuckers just bring you stacks. And they clearly just want you to sign.
Here, like, I brought you 15 minutes of work so I can make money. So what the fuck?
It's so funny. Shane was telling me that, like, people just tail him to get him to sign stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like, he can't even, like... And he's like, how? And then you think, like, who the fuck's buying this? But people buy it online. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they're a collector. There's a whole market for that. It's fucking brutal.
Should we just start our own? Should we just flood the market?
We got to sell autographs.
Make them
worthless.
Maybe
we should, dude. That's actually a great idea. Yeah. Give out signed pictures so they're
worth
nothing.
Dude, drop them from a plane over LA, like over pamphlets. All these cities. Like, yeah. Was this the first thing you did in Europe? Or did you just like hit the ground and it's like get right into
fucking Venice? I was insanely jet lagged. I take a weird fucked up nap. This is where I was making fun of Italians. Yeah. That was killing on the red carpet. I was like, Emma, please. If I don't get this picture, I'm going to kill myself. My whole family is going to starve. I'm not buying linguine.
I'm the only person in my family who works. The entire rest of my family work a collective of 3 hours a week.
Yeah, I was getting big laughs mocking the Italians on the red carpet to my my coworkers.